6 years ago, Cliff Central didn't exist. Not even in the founder's head. 3.5 years ago, it only existed in their head, not in reality. Podcasting, in fact, first known as audio blogging, dates back to the 1980s, but began to catch hold in 2004 with the rise of the iPod. Something was created out of nothing. Nothingness was here before Cliff Central. Nothingness was here before podcasting. This episode will explore creating something out of nothing. Welcome back to the next episode of the Brain and Brand Show. I'm your host, Timothy Maurice. And this is a show where I explore how brands impact people and how people impact brands. The science of human and brand behavior. In this episode, I'm going to tackle how to step into nothingness and leave something. It's creativity. Particularly a space where there was no brand and you get a chance to leave a brand. A huge thanks to everyone who has subscribed to the show on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, and listens on cliffcentral.com. Thank you so much. As a writer, researcher, and speaker and media voice, this specific platform, this podcast, serves as the core of my work. It's the place I can share random things that large conferences may not be ready for, or TV and traditional radio may not have the stomach for. Podcasting is intimate, and I am really grateful for those who are taking this journey with me. So thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart. We all have the capacity to create something out of nothing. Every brand you see and experience was once an idea in someone's head. From the phone you're listening to me on to the office cubicle you may be listening to me in, the cubicle that Robert Frost created to organize the office in 1967, it all occupies a space that was once nothing. With the exhausting amount of news and news feeds that bombard us daily, you'd be forgiven to think everything has already been created. But all around you, there are gaps, and in these gaps, there is nothing. Nothingness exists everywhere. Look around your life. Does nothingness in your relationship? Does an opportunity to reach out in conversation? There's nothingness in your family. There's nothingness if you're an entrepreneur. There's nothingness everywhere. And the ability to come up with anything, an idea, and step into that is what we are exploring. Wherever there is a challenge or a problem or an unfulfilled desire, there's just an opportunity to fill the space. Consider for a moment, just a few years ago, a few areas of nothingness. As recently as the 1990s, clicking like when a friend posted online, "Hey, I'm drinking coffee," would have sounded absurd. For most of us, it's hard to imagine live streaming Insta videos in the 90s. When I was in high school, in fact, there were murmurings that soon we would be speaking to friends and family live on video. But of course, we thought this was reserved for like James Bond and his superhero friends. But now, I got a call just the other day and, I was just coming out of the shower and it was a video call and it was a bit weird for me. So I don't know how you feel about video calls, but that's not the point. By the next decade, a few college students observed nothingness, saw a gap, and an idea brewed in their heads and Facebook became a reality. Let's take a step back even further. In the 14th century, the thought of ordinary people having access to the best thinkers and writers in the form of a newspaper was unheard of. But an ordinary German goldsmith named Johannes Gutenberg invented the printing press, and by the 15th century, the daily news was becoming a reality in everyone's hands. And then that gave way to another fulfilling of nothingness, and books were being printed by the millions. You may be thinking, I am not at Harvard. I am not a Johannes Gutenberg. And I've never created anything. Let me stop you in your tracks. You are a creator. All of you, everyone listening. Thoughts are creations in and of themselves. And if recent memory science is anything to go by, memories are even a creation. It's in our nature to create. It's who we are. There are, of course, different degrees of creativity. And there are people who own this as a part of their personal narrative. But we all are creators. Let me go back to the memory thing quickly. What science is showing is that every single time you recall a memory, you recreate it. You take different pieces of information from various spaces of the brain, and your emotions color a new creation. If you've ever been in an argument with someone you love and care about, you probably can attest to this. How many times you get into an argument about an event that happened a few weeks prior, and it seems like you're talking about completely different things? It's because you're creating the memories. From creating and telling stories to creating posts to post on social media, before you edit and post, the post was merely an idea in your head, a bundle of energy and neurons that began to fire. Connections were made, thoughts became clear, your nervous system responded, and then your hands began to move, and boom, you were clicking post before realizing it. You are a creator. So go back and look at your social media. Look at all the things you've created, from photos, the storylines, connections with other people. It's incredible what you've created without you even realizing it. College dropout and co-founder of one of the world's most valuable companies, the late Steve Jobs, said, "Creativity is just connecting things. When you ask creative people how they did something, they feel a little guilty because they didn't really do it. They just saw something. It seemed obvious to them after a while. That's because they were able to connect experiences they've had and synthesize new things. Connecting things." I love this quote by Steve Jobs because it really brings to reality that even the most creative people on the planet, the people who own it as a part of their narrative, as a part of their labeling, often have no idea how things came about. They were just connecting dots. Essentially, to create something the world has never witnessed, you need two things. And I want you to pay attention to these two things closely, because I've realized, even as I was developing this podcast, that it's actually not deeper than this. Firstly, the ability to connect the dots from your everyday experiences. Connecting the dots happens by nature. When you're reading, for example, studies show your brain is connecting the dots in context even when words and letters are missing. You'll still be able to understand a sentence. The context around you provides enough dots for you to translate. Listen to what Steve Jobs said on another occasion about creativity and connecting. He says, "You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust the dots with somehow connecting your future. You have to trust in the something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, or whatever." He says that this approach has never let me down, and it has made all the difference in my life. And I'm going to say, and I'm putting on record, it's the same with me. When I came to South Africa to visit for the first time, I had no intention of moving here. I was living my life beautifully in New York, thriving in the prime of my career, and returning from the first trip when I came here to visit, I began connecting the dots. No one was writing about brain and brand connections. I didn't observe while I was here anyone in the media being a public voice about the link between human and brand behavior. From anything I could observe, when I spoke to people, nothing. I knew that companies would be able to appreciate my perspective. So I wrote a letter to the editor at the Star newspaper, and I asked if I could write a column to connect these dots. The editor's name was Theo Garin. That letter to Theo turned into a 12-year, extremely popular column that launched my life and career in South Africa. I looked in the newspaper. There was nothingness. I looked into the environment. There was nothingness. And a simple, simple letter saying I'd like to feel that nothingness with something has changed my entire life. Wherever you are frustrated or see an issue or burning desire from others, seek to uncover the dots. Even if you do not have the resources, your perspective and passion are powerful resources. Secondly, develop the courage to believe your experiences matter enough to make mental notes when you see opportunity to feel nothing with something. Most people write themselves off too quickly. You ignore the whispers, the quiet moments, the instinct, the gut tugging you in a different direction. Start practicing writing down these whispers. And as the whispers grow more audible and you start seeing the dots grow larger, share the dots with key people who can help you connect them. It's critical to honor your dot recognizing ability. Today, everyone has an opinion about why this or that is happening. From everywhere in the political, the cultural spaces, some see this as bad. I see it as a good thing. It shows we are all trying to connect dots. The troubling thing for me is people stop at following up on the connections and simply point out the dots. The thing is to connect, connect, connect. I want that to be the word for your next couple of weeks. Connect dots. If you see an issue, connect. If you see an opportunity, see a potential for joy, you see anything, connect. Let me give you a few practical examples where I've connected dots in my career and been able to build brands and build on things that I really genuinely care about. Here's dot one. I'm going to give you each dot at a time. Dot one, I observed the wisdom from elders was being lost. The deep knowledge from grandparents and great-grandparents was being lost in favor of quick passing thoughts. That was a dot for me. It didn't make any sense that people weren't documenting the extraordinary wisdom that had been passed down from hundreds and thousands of years. Dot two, I looked around at brands. I saw Old Mutual, a brand that champions wise thoughts towards investing in preserving growth and wealth. So it seemed to be a good fit. Dot two, Old Mutual wisdom. Dot one, wisdom being lost. Dot three, Destiny Magazine, a partner of mine for many years. I thought they could be a media partner. They're all about depth and positively impacting other people's lives. So this would impact other people's lives. So I put together a one-pager connecting all these dots. I painted the picture of how all partners would benefit. And without a single rand, without a single dollar put towards this on my own, just simply connecting the dots, we created a campaign where we toured over a couple of years, sharing extraordinary insights and wisdom. Old Mutual benefited, Destiny benefited, because they were able to inspire their readership. Old Mutual was able to create a brand campaign. I benefited. The people who came out benefited. We all benefited. Here's another example. You may have, if you're in South Africa, heard of Bonang Matheba. She's South Africa's leading influencer, radio, TV personality. She has a reality show. Well, in 2015, I saw a dot. I'm like, Bonang is growing. And she's done things with her brand that no one else has done. So I pitched an idea called From A to B. I emailed her the concept and I thought, I think this could help demonstrate the extraordinary learning and help the next generation of brand influencers position themselves in a way where they learn from what she was able to share. Then I thought, who would be the ideal publisher? My publisher, who published my third book, this is the second dot, believes in telling local and domestic stories, to be able to preserve sort of stories that are unique. And I thought, let me connect these dots. Both dots liked the idea, and the book became a reality. The book was launched, went straight to number one, and in spite of the errors in republishing, the lessons and dots were connected in a way that once the book is back on the shelf in the coming weeks, will inspire people for years to come. Here's the good news. The good news is there is nothingness everywhere you look. Everywhere you look around you, there's nothingness. And even better news is that people who stare into nothing and connect their experiences and begin creating something are ordinary people like you and I. Sure, there are different degrees of innovators and many more celebrated than others, but we're all born with a creative nature and instinct. Celebrated cartoonist Matt Groening understood the importance of creating when he said, listen closely, living creatively is really important to maintain throughout your life. And living creatively doesn't mean only artistic creativity. Although that's part of it, it means being yourself, not just complying with the wishes of other people. What I like about this quote is that you really do have to have the courage to get out of the conventional, to push the boundaries and say to yourself, I am not comfortable with the fact that this nothing exists. With an open, unjaded mind, our daily experiences present us with opportunity to peer into nothing and maximize these precious moments. If your mindset is such that failure and disappointments are stepping stones versus mind-numbing and idea-mutant experiences, you will see nothing as the potential for something. Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Brain and Brand Show. Please click share with a friend, especially a friend who should be connecting the dots. If you haven't subscribed, do so now and keep encouraging others to do so. Email me, timothymaurice@gmail.com. And let's continue the conversation. I'd love to hear your thoughts. In the coming weeks, I'm going to be enlisting you to share your voice notes, and we're going to be editing into the podcast. So I'm really looking forward to continue to grow the podcast, and I'm thrilled that you take the time to share your thoughts with me. You can follow me on Twitter @TimothyMaurice, Instagram @InstaTimothy. I'll be back next week with the next episode of the Brain and Brand Show.
This is CliffCentral.com.